It simply wasn't to be for City, who, despite giving it everything, were beaten by champions Portsmouth at the LNER Stadium on the final day of the 23-24 Skybet League One season. It was a second defeat in just 20 games for Michael Scabala's side, and the head coach was full of praise for his team's efforts, not just in this moment, but since he took over in November.
I think we're all gutted in the day, you know, in the result, and a difficult afternoon. The game, probably we started not how we are usually, but we worked ourselves into the game, and I thought second half when we came out, we were on the ascendancy, and you know, moments change games, but yeah, I'm just proud. I'm proud of the run they've been on. I've just said to him, like, you've been magnificent, you've made us all proud, and just probably one step too far today for us.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things on the game. First off, maybe the team were a bit nervous in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, that's natural. I think that's natural with this group. They're young. Do you know what? The most important thing is we learn from it, so if we do it again, then we're not as nervous. And I thought we just didn't start. No, but that's been the last few games we haven't started quite how we wanted to start. But they're a really good team, you know, let's be honest, they are a really good team. And we held them at 0-0 when we started to chase and throw things at it, because we knew the other scores. We knew the Oxford score was 2-0. We had to open the game up, and we knew we could be hurt. But in another day, I think we could have closed that off to be 0-0 if it was a league game. But we had to throw things at it. We had to try and risk a little bit. And then when the goals came, we were open because we were risking. So, you know, they're a good team. They're a top team. But I think we could have seeded that game out 0-0 easily if we really wanted to. But in the end, we've just got to push for the 3 points because we knew the other scores.
Danny's penalty, his standing leg slipped when he was taking it.
Oh, you know, you just don't want that moment, do you? That's just like heartbreak, because you work so hard, get in the box. We got Beck Centuries, we were on the ascendancy, he gets the penalty, and he's been brilliant. He scored penalties this season, so when he steps up, you think, yeah, it's going to be 1-0. And then we were talking like, how do we go about our work after, and, you know, not preempting anything, but a slip is like the last thing you want in this moment, isn't it? And yeah, it's one of those things, it's football.
Like you said with Portsmouth, they've shown everyone here today what the standard is to be successful at this level.
Oh, I think they're the best team by far for me. They're the best team by far because they know how they want to play, they have quality players, they dominate the ball, and they're consistent. They're consistent every week with what they do. Other teams have really got power in and they can hurt you, but this team, the team we've just played, has been really consistent. And it doesn't matter, you know, the other thing, you have to remember the strength and depth that we've struggled with as well. We haven't just, you know, we haven't got 24 fit players like they've got and they can just change and freshen the legs up. We've gone time and time again for the last, I can't remember how many games, when we've had injuries. And, you know, Danny Mandura is playing in midfield for like on the bounce of 5 games. He's never played in there. So, you know, it's not, we thought we could do it. We thought we pushed to get to this moment, and we said back way when that if we can just get here, then we want a fighting chance, and we want that fighting chance. But I think everyone's gutted today. Everyone will be gutted tonight, but I think when everyone wakes up in the morning, the players will be proud of themselves.
And you must be so proud of them since you came in that game at Stevenage, and you've had obviously the difficult moments up to Christmas and January the 1st, and then the response of the players. It's been some journey for 6 months.
Oh, it's been an amazing journey. It's been a brilliant journey of football, and you can see how when we are getting going in the second half again, how we want to play and what we look like, and we're aggressive and we're positive in what we do. And we can beat anyone. We can beat anyone. But then big moments change games, and ultimately that's what happened today. And because we have to risk it, because we know the score at Oxford, then we get caught. But that's football.
And Ethan getting Player of the Season from the fans, thoroughly deserved.
Oh yeah, I think he's been phenomenal. You know, when you look at back-to-back games in there, number six for me is the best number six in the league. Well, four is best number six in the league by a mile. You know, I think we'll probably struggle to hold on to him if I'm honest, but what a player he is, and he's growing all the time. You forget he's only 22, like he's so young as well. But I thought again, and do you know what, he's got such a huge desire to win. He's got a huge, and it upsets him a lot, but I thought throughout the season he's been magnificent.
And you kind of hinted at everything that's coming now. You sort of have a different Monday depending on what the result was today. Your Monday is now very much sort of focusing already on next season, isn't it, and trying to build a squad.
Well, yes, to be honest. It's been hard, you know, like for the players, for the staff have been amazing. I want to say thank you to all the staff, because every day we've pushed. And when you go through a run, if you want to call it a run, or a game after game, when every game means something, you've got to remember, for us to chase every single game, Wickham meant something, Burton with 10 meant something, every game has meant something for 16-17 games. That's not easy. And for the players to have the mentality, the staff, everybody to have the mentality, I think everybody's tired, you know, but we'll regroup, we'll get ready, we'll we'll probably take a few days off and then we get into the close season and the planning and everything like that, which has already started, if I'm honest, through Jays and recruitment and those types of things that obviously that goes on in football clubs. But do you know what? If we do what we've just done for 16, 17, 18 games for 46, we'll be a side. We'll be a decent side. And I think other clubs can see that. They don't want to come here. They don't want to come here. And also, we've been great on the road recently as well.
And just finally, a moment for reflection, maybe a moment of your time in charge so far, and a difficult one to answer very quickly, but some sort of lesson or something that you've learned from your time being the number one at a football club.
I've loved it. You know, I think I always say it, we're special because we have special jobs. We wear the shirt with pride, the players, the staff. I always remind them that it's, you know, we have responsibility to do hard work every day so that we can go and put on a performance that people can be proud of. And hopefully, you know, the fans can see that. And yeah, we just work hard. But the thing I've learned is it's an amazing football club. In the short amount of time I've been here, it feels like forever, by the way, but in the short amount of time I've been here, it's an amazing football club that has the desire and the will and the structure and the support and the board and Jez and Liam, everything off the pitch is in a good place. It's for us now to push it on the pitch as well, and hopefully we can keep pushing and have another good season next season.
Player of the season, Ethan Aerohon, felt that Imps were very unlucky against the champions and could have been comfortable winners on another day.
Really disappointed, you know, not to get the job done. It was a really, really tough game. You know, they're champions for a reason. You know, we kept it in the game. We had a couple of chances ourselves, and then, you know, we go and obviously try and give it all, and the game comes open, so, you know, we will concede a few, but, you know, that's football.
First half, it felt like the team were quite nervous.
Yeah, I don't know if it looked like that from the stands, but, you know, we were confident in the team, and we were confident from the first minute that, you know, we could go out and do a job. I think the message the whole week was if we play our game to the best of our ability, you know, we can beat anyone in this league, and, you know, maybe we didn't do that, but, you know, that, as we said, that's football.
And for Danny, heartbreaking because it was his standing leg, it seemed to just slide as he took the penalty.
Yeah, that stuff happens, you know. We'll get around Dan after the game now, and, you know, we'll say to him it was unlucky. Obviously, he slipped, you know, it's a freak accident almost, isn't it? That stuff happens, and it'll be something that, you know, we'll get our arms around him and make sure he's all right.
But it felt like that the goal that they eventually got really came from you guys pushing on to try and get a winner.
Yeah, I know, you know, when it got to about 65, 70 minutes, you know, we knew we needed to win. And as we said, we pushed bodies forwards, we left it really open, but that was always going to happen. So, you know, that we knew we needed to win, and sadly when you push bodies forward, you take that risk at the back when you leave 1v1, 2v2, etc. And, you know, we conceded a couple of goals.
And how aware were you of what was going on else? So was it the fans at the bench telling you?
No, we just knew it was really, we needed to win the game. You know, we don't really focus on our results. We just knew that it was in our hands, and, you know, if we didn't win the game, there's a high chance that three teams we needed to lose, sort of. So, you know, there was a high chance that the other three teams were going to win their games. So,
but you've got to be very proud of this run since January. It's been incredible, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. You know, it's not very often in many people's careers that you'll go on runs like this, I don't think, no matter what league you're in or what team you play for, even at the top. So I think, you know, we have to be proud of that. We'll take great pride in the run we went on, and, you know, we're just sorry that we couldn't get the job done today.
And I guess sort of the line of what sort of level you need to be in League One, you've seen today in Portsmouth.
Yeah, definitely. They've been consistent all season. Even when we were on our run, they kind of went through their run as well, didn't they? Sort of kept up with us. So, as you said, that's the standards, you know, that's where we want to be fighting at the top next season.
I didn't vote, but I would have. Probably voted for you, I can say. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have to be careful in case somebody else has a go at me, but yeah, congratulations.
Thank
player
you
of the season.
Thank you very much. No, it's a great honour, and I'm thankful for everyone that voted me, and, you know, hopefully I'll come back next season and do the same.
So that rounds up our pre- and post-match podcast for this season. We thank you for listening and also for your terrific support throughout the campaign. We'll be back in due course, but for now, enjoy your summer.